In any event, I would play the RFK and Meryl Nash audio for you. I'm just going to describe what I think she's a doctor, Dr. Nash, what she discovered by going through the tranches of Fauci's emails. Do you remember in about April of last year, so about 13, 14 months ago, do you remember we started to hear that, or maybe even in March, that this stuff called hydroxychloroquine could be used to treat the corona hoax? You remember this? And it was cheap, and it had already been experimented on. They had the human trials that had already been done. It had been used to treat lupus and malaria outbreaks for 60-some-odd years. And if you drank enough gin and tonics, you would get pretty much the same thing as you'd get out of one hydroxychloroquine. I think you had to drink 100 gin and tonics. But we were told that by some reliable doctors who ultimately became conspiracy theorists that hydroxychloroquine, HCQ, worked in the treatment of COVID-19. And, of course, the Zelenko protocol came along with Dr. Zed Zelenko experimenting with HCQ and zinc sulfate and vitamin C, what we know as the Zelenko protocol today, which we now know you can substitute quercetin for that if you can't get HCQ, et cetera, et cetera. All of these things worked. Now, I want to take you back. I'll get this queued up. Last week, speaking to Dr. Zelenko, was in some of the emails that he had read about what happened in the early days of the corona hoax. Zelenko said at the end of his One America News interview, I think I played it for you last Tuesday, so probably a week ago today, said that Fauci, that Emperor Fauci-tine, had committed crimes against humanity and was responsible for the death of hundreds of thousands of people because he lobbied and was successful in getting the FDA basically to say that HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, was a lethal substance and no one should have it administered to them. Remember that? And Zelenko was coming out going like, wait a minute, this stuff could cost $20 for the whole treatment. You get zinc sulfate, azithromycin, that's an antibiotic, and HCQ, about $20 for the whole Zelenko protocol. Well, that's what's in the RFK Meryl Nash podcast that I can't play for you because I can't get it to play. So I'm having to paraphrase it and get as close as I can. It's... Well, you got the link. And Mrs. O'Connell is telling me it's a nightmare to try to get anything on this stupid Spotify service to play because you have to sign. You have
to sign up for a free trial, and then they're going to charge you and everything.
Then you got to download the app and all that. No! Like I was saying, just imagine if we did that and we were accused of doing it, even though we don't. Now, back to the narrative here. So, fast forward to yesterday, Meryl Nash finds the email. I've got to go from memory. I only listened to it once, but it's fresh. It was just a little while ago. There were two articles that were used to ring the panic button or the ring the bell that the corona doom was the real thing and everyone was going to die. And it was a global pandemic, and tens of millions of people were going to croak and just be walking along, sniff a little corona doom, and woo, just plop dead, et cetera, et cetera. There were two studies that were authored in the Lancet. That's a medical journal, The Lancet. Ultimately, the authors can be traced back to this Bacara character that Zelenko mentioned in the emails last week that works for Fauci at the NIH AID, and this Farrar character, this Dr. Farrar character, both of the studies said that there was no treatment for the COVID-19 outside of the steroids they were using, ventilators, and ultimately we needed to get what? As James Clyburn of South Carolina would say, the vaccine. This is how the vaccine, this is how Trump got conned into the vaccine, and he's still out there boasting and bragging about it. Because HCQ was put on the back burner. Here, just here's what Zelenko told One America News about this last week.
Well, the study was based on patients in last year in March and April, May, and it showed that hydroxychloroquine together with the use of azithromycin had a 100% decrease in mortality rate in patients that were on ventilators, which confirmed the findings of the Henry Ford study last year, which also showed the benefit of using hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. It's interesting, the NYU study that was published afterwards showed an additional 40% benefit if you added zinc to the mixture, which is what I've been advocating for, azithromycin, hydroxychloroquine, and zinc, but in the outpatient setting.
Okay. That's Dr. Zed Zelenko. A couple of things on that. What Merrill Nash talked with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Yesterday about was that while that study, that small clinical trial was going on that Zelenko just mentioned, Fauci's goons, Farrar and Bacara, had another study authored to debunk the use of hydroxychloroquine. What they didn't, and they had the results published in The Lancet, what they didn't tell, and what you don't know until the Fauci emails come out, because they write about it, is that the people were given dosages 4 to 6 times the normal dosage. And Meryl Nash tells RFK, she goes, I don't know of any medical study in the history of modern medicine where people were given lethal doses to see if we could kill them to prove a point. This is how desperate they were to make sure that the vaccine got fast-tracked, got put on the, what did Trump call it, Operation Warp Speed, and that the simple, very effective and cheap, readily available treatment of zinc sulfate, hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, a very inexpensive to make antibiotic, and the protocol of vitamin C, vitamin D, if you don't get it into the sunlight, and vitamin A, I believe, being added to it for added benefit. This is how they destroyed HCQ. They had a study made. They did a study where they basically poisoned people with lethal doses of HCQ, and they came out and said, this is a deadly substance. It kills people. Well, yeah, if you prescribe it in that quantity, yeah, it will kill people. Fauci was behind the whole thing. And there's an email that proves it. You know what else they did? They killed Fauci and his goons at the NIHAID and the CDC were able to kill small clinical trials that were going to be taking place, and some of them were taking place, like Zelenko's own trial, on the efficacy of treatments outside of ventilators and vaccines. Well, of course, at the time, ventilators and high doses of steroids and very, very strong antibiotics, which did not help the case of people that had the symptoms that today we call COVID-19. And that the emails now prove the link between the Lancet articles and the two doctors working in the pay of the NIH, that's Bacara and Farrar and Anthony Fauci. So what Dr. Zelenko said last week about this is true.
He committed crimes against humanity that resulted in the death of hundreds of thousands of people in the United States and millions worldwide. The truth is that he did everything in his power to conceal access to pre-hospital therapies in lieu of hospitalized treatments and the vaccine approach.
So now I don't think...
So this is what the emails, the Fauci Freedom of Information Act request emails are going to are proving now. As people go through them and go like, hey, wait a minute, I know that doctor's name. Whereas you word search him looking for certain clues. And that's what RFK told, or Merrill Nash told RFK yesterday. It's a fascinating yet unbelievably macabre story. This little tiny tyrant is behind all this. Now, we have this here now. At I got a zero hedge story here. Responses to Fauci's emails prove everything is fake. Narrative management trumps reality, and those in power want it that way. What, another thing that I got from the RFK podcast, again, it's on Spotify. We can't get it. Can't play it for you, or I would. Maybe during the course of the program, I'll figure out how to use it. If not, you'll just have to take my word for it. Or you can go play it for your, you can play it on a mobile. If you're on a Mac, forget it. You can't play it on a desktop. Doesn't work. Again, imagine if the Crusade Channel did that. Imagine if I put you through that. Merrill Nash told RFK Jr. On this broadcast yesterday, she said that people don't know this, but the NIH's research budget is in the tens of billions of dollars. You know, everyone knows how many hundreds of millions of dollars get given away every year to the most sinister and diabolical pro-abort, pro-contraception, pro-homo, pro-Malthusian causes that are funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The NIH grant process gives away somewhere on the order of 10 times per year what Gates gives away. Who has to sign off on all those grants? Fauci. You want a grant? You got to go to Fauci. And Merrill Nash tells RFK Jr., she goes, Robert, you don't know. People don't understand how petrified any research clinic in the United States is of the wrath of Fauci. If you cross this guy, he yanks your funding. And if you're doing any, say you're doing ethical clinical trials and studies, you'll lose if you cross Emperor Fauci. That's how rotten this guy is. Then we have this. This from, we also have had a printer go out. Well, I guess that one didn't make the cut today, so I'll have to read that one off monitor. It's from Georgie Borman at The Federalist. It's clear now Anthony Fauci isn't a fool. He's a villain. And then she talks about the emails. On January 1st, 2020, Fauci received a credible warning from a professor at the Scripps Research Institute. By the by, also in the RFK Merrill Nash podcast, again, I apologize, I can't play the audio. There was a discussion about the conspiracy theory that the Wuhan lab is the original source of the virus. That's now basically been confirmed. The email's now basically confirmed that it didn't come from a bat to a human. It came from a Chinaman to a human. It came from a communist to an actual human. Because communists aren't human. Remember, Senator Tom Cotton and all of us were, you're just a conspiracy theorist. Why don't you just accept it? It's like the movie, was it Containment? It's like the movie Containment. It came from a bat. A bat blunted on, everyone knows that a bat blunted on a woman that looked like Gwyneth Paltrow, and she gave it to everyone in the world. Yeah, sure. On January the 1st, 2020, Fauci received a credible warning from a professor at the Scripps Research Institute, Kristen Anderson, that some of the SARS-CoV-2 features potentially look engineered. And that he and his colleagues all find the genome inconsistent with expectations from evolutionary theory. Fauci later blasted the lab origin theory as completely uncredible, leading the entire media industrial complex to deride theories of bioengineering and even the idea the virus might have leaked from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. His assurance, despite now finding it safe to backtrack on saying he's not completely confident on SARS-2's natural origin, was doubtless a major factor in Pride Book banning posts supporting the lab origin theory. That's just one among many lies Anthony Fauci has spun since the SARS-CoV-2 reached our shores. It was clear from the beginning, almost. Clear from almost the beginning, writes Ms. Georgie Borman, that Fauci was not just a benevolent science bureaucrat trying to figure it out, not just a bumbling idiot, but someone willing to put the entire nation through a punishing social and medical experiment to gaslight the public time and time again to keep it going, and then back in the sycophancy and bask in the sycophancy of Democrat Party lawmakers and the media while millions suffer needlessly. That's the sort of thing we expect from the villains of political thrillers, not well-intentioned public servants who are just trying to follow the science.